With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Treasury Department says 53 million Americans used new Trump tax exemptions before the April 15th tax deadline.
It's tax day, the deadline for most Americans to file taxes. And the Trump administration says millions of people have already used new tax breaks, such as no tax on tips and overtime, exemptions for interest on certain car loans, deductions for some seniors, and Trump accounts for children's savings. More than 53 million filers claimed a deduction under one of those provisions from the Republicans' massive tax and spending law, with 6 million people claiming no tax on tips, 21 million claiming the overtime deduction, and 30 million older Americans claiming the enhanced deduction. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. has not formally asked to extend the Iran war ceasefire as talks continue.
We remain very much engaged in these negotiations, in these talks. You heard from the vice president directly and the president this week that these conversations are productive and ongoing, and that's where we are right now. I've also seen some reporting about the potentiality for in-person discussions again. Those discussions are being had, but nothing is official until you hear it from us here at the White House.
Meanwhile, Pakistan's army chief is meeting with Iranian officials for talks in Tehran in the latest diplomatic move to ease tensions in the region and arrange a second round of negotiations between the United States and Iran. First Lady Melania Trump on Wednesday called on Congress to pass a set of bipartisan reforms aimed at modernizing a federal program for young people transitioning out of the foster care system.
New legislation for the foster care community is a moral imperative.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 72 points, the NASDAQ rose 376, the S&P advanced 55. This is SRN News. A British nurse gets a settlement.
Jennifer Milley was suspended 10 months by the National Health Service when she refused to use the preferred pronouns of a man who was living as a woman. She filed suit and the NHS has now agreed to give her job back. Other terms of the settlement, including the cash involved, remain private under British law. Milley says she's delighted with the outcome, adding that Christ stood with her, quote, during the darkest days of my life. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has agreed to keep flying a gay pride flag on a federal flagpole at the Stonewall National Monument, reversing course after removing the banner in February. The government revealed the decision as it agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by LGBT activists and historic preservation groups who had sought to block the removal. According to court papers, the Interior Department and National Park Service have confirmed their intention to maintain a pride flag at Stonewall. This is SRN News. Some big changes may be on the way for two iconic pizza chains.
Pizza Hut and Papa John's are reportedly negotiating their sale to new owners in separate deals. The news has raised concerns among analysts, investors, and consumers, as these are brands with decades of global presence that are now facing a combination of lower demand, higher cost, and strong competition. Sources warn that there are no guaranteed deals, and the companies could still decide to maintain their current operations if the offers do not meet expectations.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. The world's largest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, has broken the U.S. record for the longest deployment since the Vietnam War. The nearly 10-month span saw it take part in both the military raid in Venezuela and the Iran War. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.